Marijuana is now subject to the same rules limiting secondhand smoke from cigarettes in Alaska's largest city. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the move was a blow for legalization advocates in Anchorage, and many questions remain.
A vote by the Anchorage Assembly modified rules already on the books that limit cigarette smoke, which now include marijuana. Anchorage already passed a measure banning public consumption, and the new vote extends restrictions to more buildings and businesses. Assemblymember Paul Honeman says the ordinance asks users to take on a measure of courtesy.
I think this becomes a conundrum for people who are living in multi-unit apartment buildings, but in a single-family home, or perhaps maybe there's a duplex and both neighbors are users of marijuana and they don't object to it. I don't think that's going to impact or affect anyone.
A person lighting up too close to an entryway or inside a hotel room where smoking is banned can be written a $100 ticket. Assembly members like Honeman say that in the last few months, they've gotten a lot more complaints from constituents about marijuana smoke seeping through apartments, creating annoyances and serious problems for some tenants.
In one particular case, this gentleman told me he had cancer. He was both living on Social Security disability, which was limiting his available options to rent. And then secondly, he was having some medical problems that were being worsened. This particular ordinance may not address individual apartments, but clearly if your smoke is getting from your apartment to a neighboring apartment, this ordinance may in fact apply to that.
The other major driver behind the ordinance passing 9-1 is a tenant dispute involving an existing marijuana business. Potluck Events, a marijuana-friendly events company in downtown Anchorage, exists in a bit of a legal gray zone as the state develops regulations for private clubs, and some have criticized the company for jumping the gun. Much of the public testimony on the matter came from Potluck supporters who say the space fills a need for a safe place to consume marijuana. It is, however, located underneath a church and right next door to Beacon Hill, a daycare center for foster children. Cindy Adamson works at Beacon and says the frequent cannabis odor creates problems for many of the families they work with.
When you have people that are addicts and they are trying to clean up their life and get it put back together, a particular drug of choice, which could be marijuana, could be their trigger. And if they smell it, that can trigger them to want to go and try and do it. And then that just kind of fails them in their case plan to try and get their children back.
Adamson says the Potluck owners have been good neighbors, but the shared building is a bad fit for the different tenant groups involved. It's not clear if Potluck will have to close down shop because of the new measure. The secondhand smoke language bans smoking lighted tobacco or marijuana, but whether that applies to consumption methods like vaping or dabbing, which don't involve a flame exactly, remains to be seen. The municipality expects smoking marijuana indoors to eventually be handled by a conditional use permit the state sets up down the line. Bruce Schulte of the Campaign for Responsible Cannabis Legislation says that while the Anchorage measure is broad, it's understandable.
The real takeaway from tonight, I think, is that, you know, folks really do need to just kind of sit back and wait until the state finishes the mandated regulatory process in November and then create business models.
The real loser, Schulte says, are the business owners who now have 90 days to update their no smoking signs to include marijuana alongside cigarettes. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.